Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Pate. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Maka. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Murray. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromartie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie moves to third. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. Pate moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pate hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maka hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Pate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. the Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue fires to first and has LaFleur trapped. There's the throw to LeMaster, who tags LaFleur for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rich Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maka fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny LaMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LaMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maka fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pate hits a pop-up towards short. LaMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maka hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maka fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Strain now playing second base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LaMaster. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. There goes Scott. The throw from May to LaMaster, and Scott is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spear. Strain moves to second. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Johnny LaMaster. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty juggles the ball. That's an error on Cromarty. Strain moves to third. Roger Metzger pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Vita Blue. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strain scores. Metzger moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon bunts towards third. Maka fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzger moves to third. Wolford moves to second. One out. Woody Fryman now pitching. Mark Hill pinch hits for Terry Whitfield. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark is walked intentionally. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Roger Metzger now playing shortstop. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Tom Griffin pinch runs for Milt May. Rich Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maka fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.